course you would show up today.
Yeah, that kind of like Bob Mouse came. Hit him with the lottery tonight.
Is there an anti-lottery?
He lost a fight. He lost a fight with a razor tonight, though.
Doesn't
want.
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
How much did Anaheim's ability to kind of just slow you down a little bit through the neutral zone just kind of not allow you to run the forecheck on a consistent basis?
I don't know. I'm not sure I saw it that way. We had 35 shots. I think we doubled their scoring chances. I thought the boys played pretty well. The one thing, Anaheim's a big team, and they could skate, and so, you know, I think they nullified a few things early on us because of their size down low. But you know, by the second period, we were buzzing. To come out of the second period just 1-1, I thought we deserved a little bit better fate. I thought Ryan Miller played outstanding for him, and he was probably a difference in the game.
So does it come down to that they took advantage of the breaks they had? And
well, they got the breaks.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, if the second goal is a really good break for them, I mean, they get the power play, and you know, you don't see it that often where shot goes off the glass and comes right back in front of the net, and they whack it home. That's a big break for them. And then, you know, that it was tough. Giving up the third one was, you know, that's a little tough because now you're going to come back by two. But, well, we had our chances. I mean, we had makes an outstanding save on Kalorn, and power play, we just missed him, you know, front of net on a tap in, and that, but that happens. 82 games, man, it's going to happen. And was I happy with our effort, the way we played? Usually a game like that, we get three or four. Tonight we got one. Tip the hat to the goalie.
Not the first time that you've seen Miller, or Ryan Miller. What is it about him that can provide a challenge at times?
Well, he's been in this league a long time, and he's been an outstanding starter for years in this league. So he, you look at the tandems in the league, that's a pretty good 1-2 punch they've got going there. And I mean, I think both their save percentages are north of 925. When you're getting that out of both your goaltenders, they're playing pretty well.
You talk a lot about long road trips.
And on top of that, they give up a lot of shots. So that means, you know, they're really playing well. So it's good on them.
You talk about that long road trip sometimes. Is there some of the same elements in a long homestand? Four games deep into a five-game.
No, I don't know. Like, I mean,
was it a grind to kind of get through?
Was it I think the guys like playing at home rather than going on the road. But we're used to this. When you play in the state of Florida, you are at home for a long time, and then you go on the road for a long time. That's just the way it is. And there's some outlying teams that scheduling-wise, that's what happens too. So we've been used to having the long homestands. I think last year, year before, didn't we have eight in a row or eight and nine, something like that? You know, unfortunately, you have to go on the road for a long time, but we've been used to that. You know, it's different playing here than it is in New York, I guess, when you can, you know, you're in your own bed on road games a lot. But no, we're okay with that.
No,
so
I'm not
going to
use that as an excuse.
No, I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think it affects us. Is that?
Hey, stay out front.